53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cent. Joanna is still with us. Next question is this. My son is 8 and has become disruptive in class. He has tantrums and cries a lot for not getting his way with his classmates. This could be during a project they're all working on or in PE or the playground. At home he does this, but I reprimand him and he behaves again. I only become aware of this happening in school recently when the teacher seems quite exhausted by it. She says she had to put him at a desk on his own that day and has got too much. He normally loves school, his classmates and his teacher for that matter, but for some reason he's acting out with everyone. What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one because it's initially you're thinking, oh, is it just in class? But then she says, you know, look, this happens at home and I'm able to nip it in the bud and say to him, no, don't do this, and that works. But in class, it's a little bit different because there's more children there. There's more stimulation. There's more structure. It's a different environment. And how teacher handles it is probably different. I suppose for me, one of the things is that, is it normal for an 8-year-old to have these tantrums, to get upset about not getting their way, to struggle with group interaction? And normal, not normal is a tricky one to say, but generally at 7 years old and above, we tend to expect a lot more from our children in terms of the capacity to emotionally self-regulate. So certainly to be disappointed or frustrated, but to be better able to handle it independently and while they're away from us. We would expect that. And largely then in school, the expectation about class participation and being able to behave yourself has also increased. So for me, I'm wondering, how was his developmental play? And there are three stages of that between 0 and 7. So you've got your messy sensory play, you've got your story, you know, where the two little characters talk to each other, that kind of projective narrative play. And then you've got role play, where, you know, they're not playing at the two little characters, they are the characters. And those stages of play are really important for children developing a sense of self and other awareness, to be able to engage in turn-taking, critical thinking, empathy, to be able to cope with situations like this, and to ultimately cope and emotionally self-regulate when they're away from their parents. So if any of that play was not done fully with him, he could have a little gap in those developmental stages that are causing him an emotional wobble now. Also, I'd have to ask, you know, how is his screen time? Does he have a lot of screen time? Does it affect his behaviour one way or another? How is that managed? In terms, then you'd have to look at, does he go to bed at a set time? Is he sleeping enough? Is he eating well? You know, there's all of these kind of questions that would affect children's behaviour and emotional outbursts. But then it comes down to, could he simply at 8 years old be emotionally immature for his age? So chronologically, he's 8, but emotionally, could he be more 6? Because if you were writing in this about a 6-year-old, I wouldn't be like, I'd be going, oh yeah, well, they're 6, give them time. But for 8, we tend to go, oh, that's not acceptable. So I think you've got to look at his developmental age rather than chronological.
Though she says that she only became aware of it recently happening at
school. And then that brings up for me, what's changed in school? So has there been any issues with friends? Has anybody moved away, like a friend he had who's no longer there? Have you noticed anything different about how he's inviting or being invited over for play dates with friends? Any of that? I would say talk to him when he's calm, and don't come at it in a problem focused way. Look, your teacher was telling me there's a problem in school. I wouldn't frame it like that. I would go in much more wondering about, what is going on in school, and how's your day? What was the best bit about school recently, and what bit about school would you like to change? Is there a part of the day that doesn't go well for you? But basically at this stage, he sounds to me like he still needs to emotionally co-regulate. So leaving him to calm down in isolation, like at a desk on his own, while I understand the teacher may have had no other option and be at the end of her tether or his tether, it actually won't help. Because if he could calm down on his own, then he wouldn't need this input.
Yeah, indeed.
So if
God, it's like the naughty step. It's a very similar
concept, and it just doesn't work. So I would say, if you're going, look, nothing has happened in school, there's been no issues with friends, this is just something that has been gradually building and now it's at a crescendo and spilling out from home into school, consider bringing him for some play therapy sessions that in a play language way, non-directively, would allow him explore and express what's going on. Obviously, make sure the person you go to is fully trained and accredited and all of that.
Yeah. My 3-year-old has lately been refusing to wear any of her clothes. She's been very picky about her clothes for almost a year, and up until now she's been okay as long as we take the time to let her choose from her wardrobe. Lately she's refused to choose and refuses the clothes we choose for her. We have been been forcing her into her clothes and are at her wits' ends. By the way, she loves going to creche after she is dressed. I'm reluctant to take her shopping and letting her choose because, I mean, she's three. We shouldn't have that much control at such a young age. I feel anyway, I don't think we can continue down this path, and I hate seeing her upset, but I need to set boundaries. Any advice on what I can do?
I mean, yeah, you're on the right track. You absolutely need to set boundaries. It's the right age to be doing it. I'm wondering initially, is there a pattern to what she will or won't wear? And I mean, in terms of colour, texture, materials, yeah. Like yes to skirts, no to denim, yes to leggings, no to whatever else. You know, like, is there something she's, I don't like tights, so I'm not going to ever wear those, or I'm not going, you know, whatever it is. Is there a pattern? Because that could be more of a sensory motivation. Maybe if you're saying, nope, she's just really, really picky, then that's her little personality emerging. And that whole age, when they're at that stage, there's so much independence that they want, and yet they're still very dependent in every way. So when they see pockets of where they can assert their will, they go for it, like really, really go yeah. for it, like the other 3-year-old we're talking yes. about. So, you know, I think, you know, if it's just her clothes or if it's something else, I would be looking at choices. I think at one stage of parenting, and you know, when people talk about parenting styles, I think we lost the run of ourselves with giving children choices and saying, what would you like to do? And what would you like to drink?
Oh,
and
That should
never be how, you should never open the wardrobe and say, what would you like to wear today?
No, you bring down two sets of socks and go, those ones are those ones.
Now you yeah. pick two things that you are absolutely happy with either option, but lucky her, she gets to pick yeah. A or B. And then she feels, well, I am getting to choose, but it's my expression is within your scaffolding, your structure. So you're saying, these are the parameters, I'm going to keep an eye on the big stuff and you get to decide on the little stuff. So how you present choices is key. That's going to be really, really important. Set her up to feel good. Ensure you have the time, because letting her pick even A and B and humming and hawing about her outfits, you might need an extra 15 minutes to your morning routine yeah. than you currently have. So if you're going to give her any kind of choice, do this. But nobody wants to start their day fighting and battling. It's distressing, not just for a little child, but for parents as well. But I think the important thing is, if you do the choice within A and B, then you are encouraging her to express her will, but you are holding that boundary that you quite rightly identify you need to do.
Yeah. Somebody else is texting to say, wait, what? The naughty step doesn't work? I thought that was the proper modern parent discipline method. I'm panicking now.
No, I'm very much a time in instead of time out person, just to really, you know, wreck your head and go, you've just nailed time out. What's this time in malarkey? I think to expect, especially young children under 7, to calm down and self-regulate when they're in a distressed state, which is what we're asking them to do when we put them on a chair, a step or whatever it is to stay away from us, is actually going to exacerbate it. I think it works with very, very few children. But like anything, anything can be made to look 100% successful if you only pick the kids it works with, you know.
Of course it can. The Joseph in Leash says, I had to pull over to text you. I have a 5-year-old girl, a 3-year-old girl, a 17-month-old boy. I can safely say I didn't know what stress was till I had children. If most people knew how difficult it is to rear children, most people wouldn't have children. Having said that, I can't imagine my life without them. Well, there you go.
Well, that's the way it goes, though,
isn't
it?
That's an odd contradiction, isn't it?
The joy outweighs the pressure, really.
And Laura in Cork says, my 4-year-old, who never enjoys the radio, just said she loves this news, i.e. the parenting slot, because she's a bit nosy. So could you say hi to Polly and her brother Alfie, who she would never, ever hit? Says Laura, I'm glad to hear
well
that.
Well done,
so,
Polly.
So hello to Polly and to Alfie, and can you continue to be good children and listen to the news. Joanna, thanks a million
Thank
for coming
so
into
much.
Us today. Well, take a break after that, the aftermath in Germany.
Moncrief on News Talk,
sponsored by Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.